This is Anderson Penn's podcast episode 69 for Tuesday, September 17th, 2013. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's radio network.
So this is where I jump in and say, in the now infamous words of our good friend Hugh, let's ink it up, baby. I just like that.
It sounds better when he says it, though.
It does. It does. So I think we just need to have him do like some little sound bite and we just pop it in there.
Yes. Yeah.
I think absolutely. That'd be fun. So, and he would have a blast. He would, you know, he's one of those people, he would like practice it 20 times.
He's probably in the chat right now wondering.
He could be.
All right. Well, speaking of Ink It Up, we might as well just jump right into this, right?
Jump into what?
Well, a couple weeks ago, I'm 42 years old, and now I have my own meme. I don't know. It's just.
I hear you have two now.
Two, yeah, right. So, all right, I gotta show these. I showed you this one.
These are great.
These are great.
I wish I was all this right. creative.
Okay, so we got this one, was it about 2 or 3 weeks ago from Pawnee? Yep.
Awesome. All right, so where'd it go?
Whoops.
There you go.
There you go.
I don't always buy tire pens, but when I do, I buy ones without nibs.
Right.
That is
so
perfect.
Yeah, I totally want the pen that's in that picture of that right there. So.
What is the pen?
It's a modeled hard rubber. Looks like an oversized. It's a lever filler of some sort. Very dark on the modeling, but not quite
okay.
sure what kind
very
of
cool.
It.
Yep.
There's that one, and then you got this one.
I did.
I got one too. And here it is. I don't always let Brian go to auctions unattended, but when I do, it is after much consideration of the consequences.
With a piggy bank.
There's a little piggy bank there.
Because usually Brian's going to break the piggy bank. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Absolutely.
Okay, so there's that one.
That was great.
And then
especially on the fly. I mean, that was just like,
yeah.
Bam, sent.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so here's the latest one.
This is awesome.
I got to compose myself here. This is pretty funny. All right, you ready for this?
All right, this is awesome.
Have you
here
seen
go,
this
gang.
One?
I don't see it yet.
You don't see it?
There you go.
There I am. I'm going
doing
total
the gangster.
Gangsta. I'm doing the ink it up thing.
We need one of Hugh doing his ink it up thing. Yeah, that's awesome.
So.
Yeah. Fantastic, Prana, you rock.
Yeah, that was that's something else, man. I have to be careful what I do on podcasts now because they're going to turn into memes.
Apparently. Wait, did I see somebody? What's a tire pen? Rocky.
Oh, here we go.
A tire pen is a hard rubber pen.
Let me see if I have one handy here.
Because Brian likes hard rubber pens. And I don't get it because most of them fade and they change color, so they become like this olive drab kind of color. And hard rubber is what you make tires out of. So they're like the same thing as tires, so you have a tire pen.
Well, sort of.
Hey, that's my explanation.
Here, I'm trying to find one on my desk here. I know that's... Sounds ridiculous, but I'm having a hard time finding one.
Thank God.
Look at this. Look at this beauty right here.
Well, while you're digging for a pen, I'm going to talk about Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson. Oh, my God.
Yep.
He's my favorite. I'm right getting punchy. We haven't even left. You got one more day of work, and I'm punchy already.
So we leave Wednesday night.
That's tomorrow. That's tomorrow.
You know, it sounds like we have so much more time when I say Wednesday night as opposed to 24 hours. Oh, crap. We got to go now and pack. We leave Wednesday night, and we drive all night and all day, and we get to the Allen Outlet Mall probably around 3 or 4 tomorrow, Thursday afternoon.
Yep.
Take a little break. What are we shopping for? Every year we stop at the Allen Outlet Mall and we end up getting crazy funny things. One year we bought Brian's mother's Christmas present and Brian's snow boots.
Which I still use.
So we drove to Texas to buy snow boots. Yeah. We're going to get sandals. We're going to look at sandals.
I need a new pair of snow boots, actually.
Yep, a new pair of snow boots, and we were going to look for a backpack.
Yep.
A laptop backpack. So there you go. Tracy in the house. So that's our shopping list at the Outlet Mall. And then we get to the Dallas show. Now, those of you who might be attending and you are driving, I did receive an email from the Dallas gang that apparently there's some kind of construction.
Oh, there is. Oh,
yes. I received something. Traffic issues. Apparently, it's avoid Interstate 635 during rush hour.
Okay.
There's some construction. So there's my little traffic report for the episode.
I wish I had a sound of a helicopter or something. I mean,
exactly.
And now. All right. Traffic. So okay. Well, are we coming in on 635? Do you know? Do you have this mapped out? You sent me something yesterday. Today?
No, I didn't. That was the notice from the Dallas Penn Show saying avoid this. No, I have not done it yet.
Well, I got some weird app thing with the. Okay.
But we are gonna twist those of you who normally get our twists. So it's such a cool app. I love that app.
It is. It's a great.
And I got an email from Eddie G, who was giving me a weather report. Apparently, it's going to be very hot and sunny. He said to bring shorts.
Well, it's kind of welcome because right now it's like 60. It's in the
mid 60s. It's a little chilly.
At night, it's down into the 40s. So yeah. I think fall is here.
No.
So you know, 90s will be all right for a little while.
Yep.
So
exactly. But we get in Thursday, late afternoon, early evening. I guess there'll be some kind of pre-show get-together.
We're totally going.
Well, yeah, because we're going to be punchy.
Oh, yeah. I bought all sorts of great stuff last year. So.
Yeah, we did. So we had a good time. It's always good to see everybody, kind of get a feel for where we're going to be. Wow.
Yeah.
Chat's really moving along.
It is, man. It's really
taking care of itself there. So Friday morning, setup is 8 to 10, and then the show opens at 10, and that is a long day.
It is, man. I want to make sure we're done by 10 because I need to do my shopping right away.
Yeah, yes, you do. So 10 to 8, that's a long
– It is. It's a long day, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So is that 10 hours?
10 to 8? Yeah, it's 10 to 8.
Okay. All right. I'm not sure if there's anything going on Friday night.
Yes, there is.
What's going on Friday night?
The bar at the hotel. We got food there last year. It was really good. Okay, now here's the food portion.
Wait a minute. Wait, let me think about it. Oh, Dallas is the one that has kind of, you step down.
Yes. It's a lovely establishment.
Nice.
You know,
yes.
So,
very nice.
If you want to have a large group of people get together and hang out, perfect place for it. If you want to have a nice, quiet table with your lovely wife, you can do that too. If you want to just completely get away and go down, like there's several levels, I think. Going down. I mean, you can. Yeah, it's really really a nice, well-equipped bar. So.
Yeah, we did have like Asian dumplings, and we had a meal with Julie. Julie yep. Bynum, the PCA mm-hmm. treasurer, once. We like donuts, Aziza. You going to bring me some? I love donuts.
Chocolate covered.
Plain. I'm good with plain.
If it has some
or nuts.
White
like nuts.
Cream in it, that's good too. we had they had good burgers. They had good food. So it's not to be, just because it's a hotel or it's bar food, it's not to be dismissed. Trust us, we know.
We've eaten bad bar food. We've eaten good bar food. It's a really pretty bar. It's a really nice setup. Good food. And if I recall, the prices were actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the bar food is just astronomical. I don't think we went out last year, did
nope.
we?
Thursday night, we were at the bar. We had appetizers. I remember we had wings.
Oh, they were good.
Yep. And Friday was with Julie, and Saturday night we left.
We left, yeah. Yep.
So no need to get out, really.
Yep. And so. Somebody in the chat asked about Long Island. Nope, end of March, but we'll be there with bells on.
Yeah, there's only 3 more shows left this year.
Well, thank God. And 2 of them are right in
two
a row.
2 of them are in the next 2 weeks.
Bam, bam.
So we got Friday, and did you mention
10 to 8? Haven't gotten to Saturday yet. Oh, yeah, Saturday, show opens at 9, closes at 5, and there are a bunch of seminars.
Okay.
So
there's a repair seminar. I think Joel Hamilton is doing a repair seminar.
Yep. Yep. And then there are several on writing. Okay. And that'll be cool. Michael Sull is going to be there. He's so sweet.
Is he giving one of the seminars?
He is.
He is. Ooh.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. So cool, maybe we get the Bylers to watch the table while you go.
You and I go?
Yeah. Your boys man the table. We'll be back in an hour.
We'll come back. There's nothing left.
Yeah, maybe that's not a good idea.
No, that would be cool. So, yeah, if you're coming, Michael Sull is amazing. And, in fact, I happen to have some of his handiwork here. I need to frame this. It's kind of tattered, but you can see it. If you can see it here.
It's so amazing.
Yeah, check this out. I mean, he did this in about 3 dips.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Really amazing. In fact, it still looks wet.
Yeah.
He uses a special kind of ink that I believe he also sells. Master Penman, really, really cool.
Yep.
Super nice guy to talk to, real sweetheart.
Oh,
so.
Very, yeah, absolutely amazing. Aziza, you're going to love to talk to him.
Yep, so that's cool. And, yeah, and definitely if you're interested in repairs whatsoever, Joel Hamilton is the man. He is, will he be there with Cheryl? No, Cheryl will be at the table, so.
Sometimes they just close it up.
They might, yeah. So Joel Hamilton and his sister Cheryl Tyree, my personal repair mentors, some of the finest in the industry. I mean, they don't get any better than that. Not to be missed. So, well worth your time away from the show. So,
it's worth the time. I'm not sure if there's a charge for any of it. Sometimes with the handwriting classes, sometimes they provide supplies.
Yes.
I don't know off the top of my head if any of them are charging at this particular show, but if they are, it's still worth it. It's amazing
absolutely.
To get one-on-one time and attention with some of the grand masters. It's just phenomenal. So, are you looking for anything special, or am I supposed to be looking for anything special? We have a dating anniversary coming up and Christmas. So.
Well, yeah. I don't recall the last time, and maybe it's just my aging years here. I don't recall the last time I actually bought an overlay.
What?
I'm trying to think. And I had to go back. Let's see. You know, it wasn't nothing in D.C.
No.
What was before
Raleigh?
D.C.? Raleigh. It's really hard to go backwards. Miami, no. Miami was Esther Brooks.
Right. Raleigh?
No.
Chicago?
No, Chicago bought Omos.
Well, that should do you. That
well,
should
it is.
You
yeah,
over
yeah, 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 yeah. Atlanta was Omos.
It's been months.
It's been a long time.
You feeling okay? Let me
feel
your
forehead. It's been a long time.
Wow. All right, so maybe you're about to.
Maybe an overlay, yeah, of some sorts, an eyedropper or something. It could have been, I don't know. I don't remember. I have to go through and look.
Well, so maybe you're looking for an overlay. Maybe we need to go see Presnell Wood.
Yeah, Presnell will definitely want to see him. You know, and if for nothing else, man, he is the man.
He's so awesome.
He's a super sweet gentleman and a little bit of a salesman too, because he came up to me. He came up to me in, what was it, Raleigh last year or was it this year? And he's like, Brian, I've got some Aiken Lamberts.
he's like a drug dealer. He's like, I got something. Yeah.
He's like running down the hall.
He doesn't run. The man does not.
Yeah, he doesn't run. Well, yeah. He's so experienced, let's just put it that way. So.
Yes, yes. And just the nicest guy. You just want to hug him.
Yeah.
So.
Brian, you're going to kill me.
You're going to hate me. And awesome stories. Man, he have some great stories. So.
Well, he still comes up. He actively searches for fountain pens. He goes to estate sales. And the man just, I don't know, he's got like some kind of radar.
Well, no wonder he's your hero, because he's considerably older, and he's still going to estate sales, which is what you want to do, like, up until the day you die. You're going to, like, die with a handful, with a fistful of pens or something.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right.
So, you know, probably coming home from the estate sale.
Yep. All right, so you're looking for an overlay. Now, is this something you're going to buy? Is this something I'm going to buy and give to you in November or December, or... play it by ear.
I don't know. We'll see how expensive it is.
Oh, what's that mean?
If it's really expensive, it's both. I don't know. Well, it depends on what it is. You know?
All right.
I mean, who knows? I don't know. I really honestly don't know what's going to be there. So there are. I know it's. And we say this about every show, and it sounds silly, but there are people that only go to Dallas. So
yes.
You know, not everybody goes to all the shows like we do, or even half of them, or. You know, so you have they have the regional.
I'm jealous.
jealous. Yeah. See, now a couple of years ago, I mentioned, wouldn't it be cool to go to a show and not do it as a dealer? And you said that's just silly. So.
Well, it is silly because you would spend a fortune and we would go home broke. So at least this way, we run a chance to break even. Because some shows you buy a lot for you, and other shows you come back. With and I don't know if Stephanie's in the chat, but Stephanie will vouch that you came home with, what, 19 baggies of pens from Fountain Pen Hospital?
Are you saying this is a problem? Because I'm not seeing all that's much of a problem.
I'm seeing a problem, yeah.
And how scary is it that it's right there at the ready?
Yep.
That's just kind of where it sits.
Yep. So. I'm always going to look for Parker Penman.
There's something we haven't looked for in a while.
I'm going to look for old school bottles of Mont Blanc Bordeaux for you.
Oh, that would be nice.
I know. I'm sweet that
I'm running low. I'm down to, I think this is my only bottle left, or maybe I have one more.
I'm always going to look for script certs I don't have.
Oh, look at that. There's hardly any in there.
Ooh. All right.
Okay, people, bring the Bordeaux. I don't care if it's ink or if it's the wine, just bring it.
Hey, isn't Joel bringing us a bottle of wine? Isn't somebody bringing us a bottle of wine?
No, he brought us wine in
D.C.
No, Chicago, maybe. Yeah,
Chicago,
yeah.
Okay.
Although, right, maybe, although maybe you could send him an email and convince him that he didn't bring it.
Well, those of you who will be attending in person, look for us in the bar. Come and hang out. There's only one requirement.
Bring pens.
Bring pens.
Yep.
And if you're really nice, bring Tracy's pens, because if I remember, after we went back up to the room, Brian was like still talking about them. So Tracy,
smokes.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'll We had some extenuating circumstances, I guess, this year in D.C., and so we got back to the hotel kind of late.
Oh, yeah.
Because we had dinner and other plans. But this time around, I don't suspect we're going to leave the hotel pretty much the whole weekend. So
no, just look for us either in the ballroom or in the bar.
Yeah, and you know, and I'm going to bring some pens too.
Really
it does really, really bad. Yeah, we're going to be in the bar if we're not. No, yeah.
You know, it's good. You can just grab a big table and just kind of sprawl out and get comfy. And everybody at the hotel, who all the staff, they remember us from year to year, and so it's good. It's like in D.C., one of the bellmen always comes up and hugs me. I love that short little guy.
Just found a pen on my desk I forgot I had.
Oh, my God.
Where's the converter?
All right, so we're done with wish lists, apparently. You just want something pointy and shiny.
Yeah, pointy, shiny, eyedropper, right. Overlay, preferably. Wart, maybe.
So we leave the show Saturday night. We get home Sunday night. You go to work for a couple days that week. I teach Monday night. And then we leave Thursday night to go to the Detroit show, which is another Friday-Saturday show.
Yeah, now if you're in, in the area too, that's a. Well, I guess we should mention first. Dallas is a. And someone had asked us in the chat, and I don't think we addressed this. How does Dallas compare to the rest of the shows? In my opinion, Dallas is a really an up and coming show. It is fast becoming one of the larger regional shows, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it's it originally started as just a club show, and it has grown every year. And by growing, we mean that there are more exhibitors every year. They take up a little bit more space every year. They have more traffic every year.
Yeah, is this our fourth year? I think
fourth year. Fourth trip.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. But there's the
silent auction is like spewing out.
Oh yeah, it's like halfway down the hallway now.
Yeah, so
Before you even get to the registration table, there are all these tables with the silent auction, and that's great to look at. The first year or two, it just kind of spilled into the second room, but we've now filled that room, I think, and now it's moved into the hallway.
It's how does it compare? It's bigger than Raleigh now.
It's bigger than Raleigh.
Raleigh had extenuating circumstances, I guess.
They
couldn't get the big ballroom, but it's bigger than Raleigh. A lot of people don't know how big that is. So let's compare it to Columbus.
It's not as big as Columbus.
It's not as big as Columbus, but it's not that far behind.
It's not, and it's well run.
Yes, and that makes all the difference.
The Dallas boys take good care of you, whether you are a vendor or just a guest. They make sure that I don't know that they have programs made up, but they have posters up that tell you what's going on. They make announcements. In the morning, they have coffee.
Oh, thank God.
Yes. And
are we sponsoring that this year? We should sponsor that.
I think we should.
As much as we like coffee.
Yeah. But they have coffee. They have water all day. They just do a lot. And they're friendly. Like anything you need, they'll just stop and they'll get whatever you need, or they'll help you out. It's just a nice club show that's grown to be quite a decent sized show.
Yeah, it's going to be. Yeah, I guess it's not as big as Columbus, but it's. No. It could be that size if. Although it's got out of room there.
Yeah.
Unless they go on up the hallway like you do at some shows in the hall, but it's a good size show. It's worth the trip. There's modern, there's vintage, all sorts of stuff. So.
And I think Nathan Tardif is providing a free bottle of ink to the attendees again.
Oh,
I think Drum Googles or somebody does that. So
okay.
When I spoke to Nathan the other day. All tables are sold. Good thing we got ours. And
we did pay for them, right?
We're all taken care of.
All right.
But so that's good. And then Detroit is a sweet little show. We went the first year, and this will be our third or fourth year for this as well. We went with pretty much no expectations. The tables
I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt. This is the third year, right?
Yeah, third or fourth.
Third year, yeah. And so, was it always the week after Dallas?
I think so.
So, like, the first year, we're driving back from Dallas, and I look, I'm reading my email on the phone or Pentrace or something, and it's talking about the Detroit show, and I get home, and I'm like, hey, I got this crazy idea. And I think after I picked myself up off the ground, after Lisa slapped me.
We went.
Well, and it's not bad.
No,
see,
the tables
it's a good
were
little
cheap.
Show. Yeah.
The tables were cheap. The room was cheap. And for us, it's only about 8-hour drive. So, you know, compared to Dallas and Boston and some of the Miami, that's nothing. So we went and we had a great time. That was the first year was the year you were buying stuff in the rain out of the back of some guy's truck.
Yeah. And, he brought, and we've told the story dozens of times, but he had actual 35 millimeter prints of his pen collection in a book, in a binder. Like, I want to see that.
Yep. But we have a good time. It's another Friday, Saturday show. And so we will be a nice thing for us is to be able to leave Saturday night and to be home Sunday morning. And then we have, I guess, a little over a month off before November. And, man, am I looking forward to that.
Yep. Yeah, I'm looking forward to Columbus, too.
Yeah. Oh, well, Columbus is always awesome. I'm sure you are.
That's not what you meant, but...
No, that's not what I meant. I meant I'm looking forward to having a month off. Right.
Well, we had almost a month off between D.C. and now, so...
Well, it took 2 weeks to recover from D.C.
Well, it did, yeah.
That was crazy. But...
You know, wait a minute. Hang on here. Wait, I just noticed something here.
What did you notice?
What is your little thing say there?
Anderson Penn's podcast.
Yeah, what does it say underneath that?
Oh, it's from Thomas. It's my hashtag Lisa.
You got a hashtag, all right.
Yeah. Lisa, you didn't see that?
I'm not being very observant here today.
Thomas Hall did that. Yeah. He was trying to make me viral.
You're gonna be trending on Twitter in a couple of days.
Yeah. So
all right.
That was fun.
Yeah, Detroit
Detroit's a good show. We have a good time. It's definitely a smaller club show. They don't seem to be all that concerned with growing it, which is kind of nice that it's not a huge, big, dramatic thing. It's just kind of people show up when they show up. And but was it last year or the year before we had that busload from one of the Canadian pen clubs.
Right.
That was a blast.
Yeah, and
they were excited to be there.
What's his name was right across from us.
Jerry Adair.
Oh, I love Jerry. love that man. Love that man. That's when last year, you know, Lisa says, okay. I said, well, you know, I'm thinking about buying a pen, and she's like, well, just you know, buy the one you're gonna bitch the least about.
Well, because. You know, most people can relate that when you see something in a store and you decide not to buy it, it talks to you. You know, it says, well, why the heck didn't you buy me? And you really want me and you should come back. And when you do, it's gone. Now, for women, it's like shoes, purses, and dresses. You decide not to get it and then you go back and it's gone in your color or your size. So... Yeah, pick the one you're going to whine about the most and just buy it.
I remember which pen it was, too, and I have been offered this exact same pen at least twice since, the last time being in D.C., at almost twice the price that I bought it.
All right, so you've got a good deal.
Yeah, it's an Aiken Lambert basket weave, not almost a basket weave style filigree overlay. It's just a beautiful pen. So. But he has a Waterman 16 that I want. Oh, crap. I just told everybody what I was going to... I don't know. He may not have it anymore, but he's got a couple of nice pens I'm interested in.
Yep. So. You're going to whine the least about Prane. He's going to complain if he doesn't buy it. It is PG. We're sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. Close your ears.
Sorry. All right. So, Detroit, the Met in Detroit.
Kind of a weird hotel. Definitely in need of renovation, but what do you want for... $59.
Well, you know what I do like about it is where it's first of all it's immediately off the highway.
Right, so easy to get to.
Yeah, if you're coming from out of town, you don't know this place. It's you know you take the exit and it's there. You can't miss it. So I like that, but I also like that, and I like that there is stuff nearby, but right around the hotel there's almost nothing. So it's quiet.
Yep.
You know it's wide open. You don't have to worry about. you know, it's nice.
There's not a lot of traffic. There is a mall nearby, which we spent some time at last year. Kind of weird. It straddles.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
The highway.
Yeah.
So part of the mall was on one side, and then you walk across this sky bridge, across the highway, and then there's the rest of the mall. So it was kind of weird.
Yeah, and a word of advice, if you want to go to P.F. Chang's at the
make a reservation
make
now.
Make a reservation, because it was, what was it, 2 hours?
It was stupid.
It was ridiculous. And there were tables open. You could see the tables, but they're like, no, it's 2 hours. So.
Yeah. So.
We ate at the little buffet.
We ate at the food court.
The Chinese place in the food court, and it wasn't half bad. So.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. We thought about P.F. Chang's. We started to, you know, then you get a craving. And there was no way we were going to wait. So we went to the food court, went to some generic fast food court Chinese place. It was pretty good, actually. So.
Yeah. Anyway. Probably a third the cost.
Yeah, easily.
Okay, so.
Let's see. Now, we have been a bit of a slacker.
Mm-hmm.
We collectively have been slackers about getting a bunch of stuff up on the website, just with the kids starting school and me going back to school and Brian busy at work. We do have a number of things that we've gotten in, but we don't have them on the website. So those of you going to the show, you are going to see some of this stuff first.
Yes, and we probably should mention that while we are slacking a little bit on that, we're busy working on a couple of pretty cool projects.
Yep.
That we can only tease you about because we can't tell you about them. But we're working on a couple of really cool things, which is taking up a majority of our time.
It is.
So,
but it'll be well worth it, we promise.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Check out the new stuff in Dallas. We've got, what do we have, Clairefontaine, some Rhodia.
We got in a boatload of Clairefontaine and Rhodia and Execlair stuff, all sorts of new notebooks, all sorts of different sizes, different types of paper. We've got, you know, the graph and the lined like we've had. Now we have the French ruled, different bindings, different sizes, different covers, the meeting notebooks, which are really cool, the thin notebooks that we showed you online a couple weeks ago. So we're going to have all that with us, along with a cool Field Notes calendar that we got.
Yes, that is pretty neat.
And we are also going to have Brian's Franklin Christoph.
This one.
So definitely.
This one right here.
Beautiful, awesome pen. I don't even get to use because he's got it. Like, I think he sleeps with it.
Well, you know, I mean, it's got a medium nib. And
I'll try a medium nib.
You'll try a medium nib. No, you won't.
Yes, I will. So come by and definitely give that a test drive because it's a kick-ass pen.
Yeah, it's a PG.
Oh, sorry. Kick butt. So, and just for those of you who've ordered it, like Paul, I see you're in the chat, they should be in right after Dallas.
Right.
I heard from Scott, and the guy who actually makes them for him had to go out of town or something, so it'll be right after Dallas.
He's semi-retired, I think, isn't he?
Dan?
He
was doing his last contract for his current company or something, I don't know.
Yeah,
but. We did manage to get two things that are really cool up on the site, right?
What would that be?
Kaweco converter.
Yeah. Let me show this off. This is cool, and we've been trying to get this forever. And here it is, folks. You know, you can't really see much on the screen. This is the Kaweco Aerometric Squeeze Converter.
Yep.
And we also got in, and I'll show you on this, we also got in the Clear Sports, which are really cool. And we also have some pens in fine and fine nibs in addition to the medium. So for all those people who have asked for the fine nibs, now we have some of them. But this is a nice, nice, tight-fitting squeeze converter. It has a clear silicone sac in it. And the great thing about this is, so there are some pens that have to use a small converter, or they have to use cartridge only, and this thing really does the job. And it's a nice.
It's a good fit.
Trying to get the cartridge out of the barrel, but it's not coming out. So
One of the really, really cool things about the Kaweco converter is it also fits in the Delta Vintage pen, which is a unbelievably gorgeous pen, but it's cartridge only.
Right, and it's got a great nib. It's
beautiful body, awesome nib. Love mine, but it's cartridge only. So now you can use Bottle Ink in the converter because the Kaweco converter fits in the Delta Vintage.
Yeah, it's real nice and tight, so you don't have to worry
about it. Beautiful.
Yep. So we're excited about that. And they're cheap.
Yes.
They're real cheap. I mean, I looked at it and I'm like, seriously? they're so cheap, they're almost free. So if you have a Kaweco or a Delta Vintage or some pen that needs a small international size, I should mention, converter, that's the one. So
We're excited about that. What else do we have that's new? Delta Ink, is that on the site? I don't even know.
Delta Ink is on the site.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So
I think Delta put us over the 400 mark.
Well, there'll be more soon. Hiroshizuku, we will have Hiroshizuku with bells on. We always bring all of our stuff. We do have a couple new sailor pens that we'll have there.
Oh, yes.
Loving the sailors right now.
We got some that are coming in. Are they coming in tomorrow? Maybe? Hopefully?
I don't know. I'll have to track.
Those are going to make it? Okay.
I don't know yet.
Right. I don't even know what you ordered on those because we got some in and you hid them from me.
I did.
You heard it here, everyone.
Yep. So that's it for, I can't even, we just get boxes and boxes. My poor UPS lady is just, she just kind of smiles when she comes up the walkway. She's always sweet, though. Always just, brings it right up the steps. We have about 6 steps that lead up into the doorway and brings it all in. And she always has a really big smile when it's just something small. She was happy even when it was just textbooks for the kids. Like, oh, this is small compared to the rest. Yeah. So. But the other thing is we did want to reach out and say thank you to all of you who are writing reviews for products on the site. It's been really awesome to have those up and just keep them coming.
Yeah, appreciate it.
The best way to help out a friend is to write a review and let people know what you think, what you like, what you don't like, things that surprised you or impressed you, and just share the knowledge.
We've got a number of shout-outs here tonight. We should.
We do. Some of these are really fun.
I've got two here.
Ooh, what do you have?
I think they're in the list here, but we got this really cute note card.
Hey, I know that note card.
I know that note card.
I made that note card.
That's from Mike Z, he repaired some pens and. He has now 3 more usable lever feel fountain pens and new colors to write with. So, good job. Looks like you did a fine job at fixing those up. So,
very cool.
Keep at it. And what do we have here? Oh yeah. So yeah, we got this interesting package. It wasn't like in a green colored envelope or something.
It was in a green bubble envelope.
I'm like, what is? I'm like hoping it's not a pen coming in for repair because that does happen. But it was flat, so, and we open it up, and it's from our friend Thomas Q, who sent along a CD of one of his favorite local college bands, and he put together a little soundtrack for us so that we can listen to it on the way to Dallas, so, including the liner notes, but the listing and everything, so... Looking forward to listening to that. And he made strict instructions that we listen to it after we listen to Willie Nelson. So,
yep.
Thank you, Thomas. And I can't wait to listen to it. So it'll be fun.
Yeah, that'll be fun. So as most of you know, we start out the drive sometime within the first, I don't know, half hour or so.
Yeah, usually getting out of town and yep. making sure.
Once we kind of get on the highway, we crank up Willie Nelson on the road again. Because we're on the road again.
One more time.
We'll play Thomas's CD. And depending on if it's upbeat or if it's relaxing, that may be something good to listen to at 2 or 3 in the morning.
Well, what he said there's a mix of silly songs and their efforts at being a serious band.
Yep.
So, a group called the Blue Dogs. So it sounds... sounds good. It's my favorite color, so it can't
yeah.
be too bad, right?
Yep, so that'll be fun. And let's see. So we have shout-outs to Eddie G. and Marianne. We're going to see them this weekend.
I got to bring pencils for them.
Yes. Oh, my God. Poor man.
You got that list. I need to put some more pencils in the case.
Yep. So Eddie G. and Marianne, big hugs. We're going to see you soon. And thanks for the weather update. That was awesome. A big shout out to Prane for the note and the meme. That was just awesome. Fantastic. Really, really very cool. I wish I was creative and could do that kind of stuff. A shout out to, I got an email from a guy named Ted. A friend and a customer, and he's got the bug, everybody. It's bad. He's turning the show into a destination adventure.
Oh, man,
so,
I love that. That's awesome.
Yep. So he's been to a couple other shows over the years. Sounded like maybe it had been a while, but he heard us talking about it and decided to jet off to Dallas and come to the show. So Ted, definitely stop by, right. Get a hug, let us meet you. You know, that for us, that's the best part, is to meet the people we hear from in person.
Yeah, you won't be disappointed. It'll be a good show anyway, so
yeah
be worth your time.
Yep. Thomas H. I was emailing back and forth with Thomas. You know, it sounds silly, but it was really cool to meet the Thomas that everybody talks about. Mm-hmm. So, Thomas, big hugs. And Thomas is the one who started the hashtag Lisa Hug thing. So that was just a lot of fun. Big hugs to Shireen. We heard from your dad, Shireen, and you're grounded, by the way. So that was awesome to hear from her dad. And hugs to Shireen and to Tracy and to Mary and the DC girls. I think that sounds like a rock band, right?
It does. I think so.
Yeah, the DC girls. Aziza, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Yep. Aziza going to be in the Dallas house.
All right.
You
finally.
Listen, here's the deal. All right. And everybody in the chat, jump in here and help me out. Aziza, stop by the table this year. Don't hide. Don't run. Remember, we know what you look like.
Stop by the table.
I will find you.
Stop by after the show.
Oh, yeah. Come by in the bar. Bring pens. Count your pens before
you... Yeah, bring
you
pens. Absolutely. I'm sure there's a couple that I need to take a look at. Nakaya comes to mind.
Yeah, no. We could trade, right? We could do a trade.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I like how this is sounding here.
Yeah. So Aziza brings pens you like, and she trades for product, and everybody's happy.
There we go. Yeah, so looking forward to finally seeing you, so that'll be great.
Yep, absolutely. Big, huge hugs. Can't wait. And I have something for you. It's buried under my desk somewhere.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I never mailed it, so I
have to find it. Let's just bring it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to. So we'll trade you a donut for this cool thing. It's cute.
Donut for this cool
thing.
She said
she's bringing us donuts.
I'm loving that. It's awesome. Janet, was it Philly this year?
Janet Wright
brought us, was it Janet that brought
Janet
coffee?
Brought Starbucks, yeah. We joked that somebody save us some coffee, and
Was it on Facebook or something weird?
Yeah,
and then
we it was,
got
it was
there and
something.
they delivered it. And it was like, bam,
she
right
had,
there.
She had Joe Nemechek go and get us coffee so that when we got there, because we said we'd be there in like an hour or something, and there was coffee just the way we like it, ready for us. That was really sweet.
I wonder if Joe's going to be in Dallas. Does he go to Dallas?
I don't know. He goes to a lot of shows.
Joe's awesome. If you guys don't know Joe,
Joe Nemechek and John Veeley are two of the biggest pencil collectors ever.
Yeah.
In fact, John wrote a book. Eddie G, dude, we need to hook you up with this.
Yeah, Joel's awesome. He's got like these, he's a big teddy bear, and he's got these hands that are like,
they're huge.
They're huge. They're like twice the size of mine, and I thought my hands are pretty big. So
yeah. But that was fun. So now we're gonna have cool donut delivery. I like this. See, we told you Dallas is awesome, right? Yeah, Aziza is bringing donuts for 90 people.
I can't believe this.
Yep. Who else do we need to say hi to? Tim Ettenheim in New York. What?
I was gonna say somebody too, and it was also a Tim. So.
Oh.
Yes, Tim. Yeah. Absolutely.
Who else?
Tim and Mike Beiler are, of course, going to be in Dallas. And those two boys are trouble brewing.
Beiler boys. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Except they're going to behave themselves, and didn't they offer to help us unpack the car?
They did, yeah, absolutely. Mike offered Tim, so I don't know how Tim feels about that. But
hey, let's take an informal poll in the chat. Anybody who's in a relationship, significant other, whatever, do you ever volunteer your spouse or your sibling to do something? I mean, so Mike volunteered Tim.
Volunteered Tim, yeah.
So yeah, Mike said, Timmy will help you?
I'm thinking, dude, do you remember, do you not remember how much stuff that we have?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Man, it was funny. You're like, yes, I will definitely take you up on that offer if we all meet up at the same time. So.
Exactly.
But, yeah, it's going to be good to see him, real good to see him. I haven't seen him in, gosh, a couple shows.
Since Little Rock.
They were somewhere else.
Raleigh? No, they didn't go to.
Yeah, they came to Atlanta. They came to Atlanta.
That's right.
Atlanta. Yep. So
anyway.
All right, there it is. And of course, everyone.
Everybody in the chat.
In the chat. Yep. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
It wouldn't be half as much fun without you. So.
No way. And man, you guys were crazy tonight.
Oh my! Aziz is packing serious nibbage. I don't think we can talk about that.
Hey, there's Jim D and M Dog. Awesome. Oh, okay. Look at everybody in the house.
Oh my goodness. So yeah. People. Thanks for showing up. We got some people on Google Plus as well. So
awesome. Make sure to like us on Facebook. I'm just ignoring the chat because you guys are just wild.
Well, I'm laughing at you is what I'm laughing at.
Why?
Because of what you're about to say.
What?
This is news to me. Go ahead. Don't let me interrupt.
I am not going to let you interrupt. Okay. So make sure to like us on Facebook. We will be hosting some Facebook-only events really soon, like in the next 2 weeks or so,
okay,
once we get back from Detroit. So make sure you're connected there. And if you're watching this on YouTube at some point, if you like the podcast, like it by clicking on the thumbs up. I just like to say that. If you like it, like it.
Yeah, and if there are things on Facebook that say this overlay pen free, no.
What?
I don't know what you're planning on doing. This is the first I've heard of this.
I'm not going to give away your overlays. Most of those were presents from me.
Most of them were. Wait, I've got one on my desk here. Anyway.
Yeah, anyway.
All right. Anything else? We got to get back to packing.
I think that's it. We got to go pack.
Among other things.
We got to make sure that we have enough for Aziza. Aziza, anything extra I need to bring for you?
Yeah, let us know if anybody, if there's something in particular you want us to bring.
Yep, we've got all the rest of you.
We're loaded for bear, but if there's something in particular you want us to set aside for you or something, we can do that.
Yeah, seriously, send us an email. Let us know what you're looking for or wanting to try or see in person, and we'll make sure that we have it. Yeah.
And that includes you know, that includes vintage stuff as well.
Absolutely.
You know, if you just want to see something for show and tell, let me know. And if I have it, I'll be happy to bring it. In most cases, there are some pens that don't leave the house, but you know.
Yeah. So. But in general, yeah, just let us know. It'll be fun to dig through some of the stuff and bring some different things for you.
Yeah, I got to finish up tonight on some more vintage pens. I just put about 24 of them into the case, brand new vintage stuff. So we're going to have some interesting vintage pens to look at. So we got to work on that. We got a pack.
Yep.
Woo. But otherwise, if you have comments, suggestions for topics, use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, P.O. Box 732, Appleton, Wisconsin 54912.
Ink it up. Or catch us online. You like that.
Email is brian@andersonpens.net.
Or lisa@andersonpens.net.
You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/AndersonPens.
We should make a hashtag, like hashtag ink it up. I don't know. I don't understand the whole Twitter thing.
Yeah.
It's like tweeps and twerps and anyway.
There are no twerps involved.
Oh, those are the teens. That's right. I know. Some of those words just confuse me. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/AndersonPens.
Our blog is blog.andersonpens.net.
And the website, andersonpens.net.
Join our mailing list for advance notice of upcoming events, new products, special sales. Thanks for listening to our podcast. We will hopefully see you in Dallas. If not,
Big D, baby.
So,
absolutely. Bye, y'all.